Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey.
Built by Bar Lumber. Go where the builders go.
When it comes to big or small projects around the home, Tony and Corey have the know-how and the answers to make your life just a bit easier. Here they are, the hosts of Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, Tony and Corey.
Tony and Corey. I'm Tony Cookston.
And I'm Corey Valdez.
And we are on location today with a very special show for you. We are at the Clark County Fairgrounds, or the Clark County Event Center, at the Clark Public Utilities Home and Garden Idea Fair. That is kind of a mouthful. But we're off of I-5, headed north, exit 9.
Or south,
and depending on where you are. And listen to this. Unlike most home and garden shows that we've been to, this is free admission.
It is free.
We were coming through the door, and Corey's like, we don't have tickets. Are we going to have to pay to get in here? You know what? You don't have to pay to get in here.
Well, you got to pay to park.
You got to pay to park.
$6.
And you don't even have to walk.
They picked us up in our car.
Yeah, we parked our car. We got into a golf cart, and they chauffeured us up to the front door.
He almost flew me off the back of that thing a couple times, though.
Yeah, he was hauling. Yeah, so it's kind of we kind of had our race weekend / home and garden shopping experience all in one. So it's kind of fun. Anyways, we're at the Clark County Public Utilities Home and Garden Idea Fair at the Clark County Fairgrounds.
We should just call it the CPUH&G. The CPUG.
And it's great. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of stuff to see, as with any home and garden show. And these are always exciting things to come and check out. I mean, there's grass growing and trees growing and homes built and products to see, and there's fire here.
Yes, there is.
If you're a true weekend warrior, you definitely want to come here and see fire. I've seen it in a few different places already. It's pretty awesome. We're going to be talking to some home builders, as a matter of fact, specifically New Tradition Homes today. We are sitting in New Tradition Homes' booth, and they've got a little section of a home here with all pictures of the different kinds of houses that they build. And New Tradition Homes builds both in Oregon and Washington.
Mostly in Washington.
Mostly in Washington. They have a lot of projects going in Washington. And they build in subdivisions. They also build spec houses, I guess, or that is to say custom homes for customers that are looking for a well-built home. But New Tradition Homes' niche is high efficiency.
Right.
Is that how you would describe that?
Quality and high efficiency is top. They are the leaders. I would say that they're probably one of the first builders in the entire Pacific Northwest to build energy efficient homes.
They're pioneers, really.
Pioneers in the field, really. Because last week we had on the show Mark LaLiberte.
That's right.
Who is a genius. He's a doctor, pretty much. I mean, he's not, but
he's a scientist.
He's a scientist.
He's a scientist. He's a building scientist.
Yeah, and he has
so smart.
He basically studies structures and figures out how to make them more energy efficient and healthy.
Right. Healthy being the key there. I mean, everything that we talked about last week, everything promoted good health in your home. And we're going to regurgitate a little bit of what we talked about last week, but
absolutely,
because it's very important. A lot of people assume that their home is, if it's built within the last 10 years, it's pretty new. And if it's pretty new, they assume that it's pretty healthy. But the fact
is, not the case.
It's just not the case. And there's so much information about that we want all of our listeners to learn and understand so that they can buy with an education about it.
Absolutely. And you know, if you listened to the show last week and you heard some of the things that Mark LaLiberte was talking about and the things that we always preach on this show, which is to build with common sense.
Right.
To have energy efficiency built into your home. I mean, why would you want an energy inefficient home?
Right, no,
I mean,
right.
Do you have that much money? Will you just throw it out the window?
That's right.
Crank the heater up. Well, the door's open. Who cares? Open all the windows.
I'm trying to remember the...
Heat the neighborhood is what my dad used to say.
I'm trying to remember the...
You trying to heat the neighborhood?
Euphemism that he used last week that I thought was so funny. If somebody came to you and said, I'll build you a house. Do you want it to be energy efficient or do you want it to not be energy efficient? I mean, it's literally
it
as
really
simple,
is as, simple as that.
As that.
Would you rather spend $50 a month on energy or $200?
Right.
$200? Okay. I'll check that down here.
That's what we'll build for you. So the fact is a lot of homes, even new homes that are built today, are not as energy efficient as they could be. And in addition to that, I'm going to throw this out one more time like I did last week. When your builder tells you that he's building your home to code, that does not mean he's building you a high energy or a high efficient home.
Right.
An energy efficient home.
One of Mark's things, and not everybody agrees with this, one of the things Mark says is a house built to code is the worst house you can build.
And get away with it.
And get away with it. And not go to jail. Right?
That's so true.
Be rest assured, the house will not fall on you and kill you, but it's not going to save you money.
Right.
It's not going to be healthy.
Right.
It's not drawing in fresh air from the outdoors. You know, you're recycling the same old stale air that you've been living in.
That's right. And so literally his point that he makes, which is exactly what New Traditions lives by, is that let's put fresh air in the home on purpose and let's pull it from a spot that we've chosen. Because we talked about if you run your dryer in your home, if you run your dryer and that is venting out hot air outside like it's supposed to.
200 cubic feet of air an hour.
A minute.
A minute.
200 cubic feet of air every minute is forced out of your house when your dryer is running. Guess what? That air has to be replaced. And it happens automatically. You don't have a choice. So air is coming back into your home when you pump it out at the same rate that it's going out. The question is, if you are not intentionally bringing fresh air into the house, where's it coming from?
The crawl space.
Or the attic.
Yeah.
It's coming through. It's
all
coming
the cracks
through your
holes and walls
your
and windows.
Vents in your attic maybe and sucking it down into your house. And then you're breathing all that fiberglass insulation and all that. Yeah, rodent excrement.
Well, it's funny,
and stuff that's
and
in
a lot of people
crawl.
think about this because I know a lot of people have done this. You pull the old trim off your window, and you look at the old windows, and they've got fiberglass insulation stuffed around the perimeter of the window.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you put it in there, it's not black. It's yellow or pink, right?
Right, that's right.
Well, but by the time you replace that window or you're taking that trim off, you notice that all of that fiberglass is black.
And that's black because the air that's pushing through that has got particles in it, and the particles are getting trapped in there. Well, guess what? It's a filter that you haven't changed in 30 years, and at some point it's full, and the particulate stuff is just coming right through into your house. And it's
terrible. And the crazy thing is that doesn't even work.
Right. Then that doesn't work.
Fiberglass insulation doesn't stop air.
It's happening, but it doesn't work for you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to New Tradition Homes about their high-efficiency homes. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.
Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. You're listening to Tony and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I'm Tony.
And today we're at the Clark Public Utilities Home and Garden Idea Fair.
At the Clark County Fairgrounds or Clark County Event Center / Clark County everything. This is like a quadplex.
It is pretty big.
There's a lot of different venues.
And for those
venues.
Of you not in the Portland metro area, Vancouver, we are just outside of Ridgefield, or in Ridgefield, I guess.
Yeah.
So
it's I-5 North, exit 9, and it's the entry here is free, gratis, if you will.
Gratis.
You have to pay to park, but you don't have to walk. They're giving They're giving free tours from the parking lot to the place, and it's free to get in. So this is a great, great place to be today. It's beautiful outside. There's a lot of things that are outside, a lot of things inside. But we are going to be talking to New Tradition Homes and talk about some of the things that they do. New Tradition Homes is giving away a Traeger grill,
right?
I think that Corey and I talk about Traeger grills often enough. Traeger grills are amazing.
I'm on my second one. I just bought a bigger one.
And if you had the opportunity to enter a drawing for a Traeger, it doesn't cost anything. Enter a drawing for a Traeger grill, and at the end of this show, they're going to give that away. That is something to win, I'm here to tell you. Also, we want to make a comment. Check out our Facebook page. That's www.facebook.com/WWHomeshow.
Correct. That's, or you can go to par.com if that's easier.
Go to par.com.
Click on our faces.
Click on the Weekend Warriors button and choose our Facebook link, which is right there. Go on Facebook and like us if you haven't already done it.
There's kind of a secret, though, if you click on Tony's face enough times. Just saying.
Yeah.
Try it.
It won't. You won't see it. You'd have to click it a lot to see it. So let's introduce our guest. Corey, go for it. Introduce our guest here. New Tradition Homes.
Chris Helms.
Chris Helms.
Good thing you said that. I kept thinking it was Mark. That's why Tony said Corey.
Yeah.
Actually, the president of New Tradition Homes.
You are the president.
Correct.
Oh, we have got the man.
Yes, we have got the king cheese at the table here with us. And we want to talk about New Tradition and how New Tradition Homes goes about building their energy-efficient homes. Really, really, let's just talk about what sets you apart from your competition.
Right.
I mean, you guys are celebrating an anniversary, actually.
Correct. 25 years this year.
25 years. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing how things have changed over the last 25 years. You know, they used to say, you know, they don't build homes like they used to. And that's a good thing that they don't, because things have improved so much. You
that's
know?
So true.
Everybody uses that phrase, you know, that things aren't done the way they used to be, but it's a good thing they're not.
Yeah.
And the energy efficiency has improved so much, especially in the last 10 years where we've seen the biggest change.
Yes. And you guys, New Tradition Homes,
you guys are the pioneer.
Really? Really? The pioneers of energy efficient homes.
That's correct. We started about 10 years ago with a building science team. And then we also had some national experts come in and give us some instruction. And that's kind of where we started the game. And at first, we were wondering if it was going to be kind of just a fad. People hadn't heard much about it. They didn't, you know, people always focus on the cosmetic side of the home, but not what was in between the walls of the home, which is even more important for comfort and livability.
Right, the cosmetic side. Corey and I call that the lipstick.
Exactly.
The lipstick on the home.
Right. So that's kind of how it started, and every year it's gotten better because they're all Energy Star certified homes, which you have to follow their exact criteria to qualify for that, and we even go sometimes steps beyond that.
Yes. So we always talk about this, a code-built home is the worst home you can build and not get in trouble. So you guys really do. You guys are building above code with Energy Star.
Yeah, just the different things that we do, we include as a standard features of our home. Like other people, you know, might put a fireplace or whatever as a standard feature. We do that too. But these things are items that make your home less expensive to live in over time. You know, over the years, your energy bills are going to be much, much less just because of all the different types and things that we do to the outside and inside of the home.
Yeah, we were looking through a brochure of yours that talks about all of your standard operating procedures, the things that you do. And let's cover those real quick so people can get an idea of what types of things, what sets you apart from your competition. Advanced framing is number one thing on your list. Tell us about your advanced framing techniques.
Well, we're doing a pilot home down in Portland, Oregon, and the advanced framing, where the walls are about 7.5 inches wide, which is very wide for any home, you know, is much wider than normal.
Yeah.
And then we also have staggered the 2x4s so that every bit of insulation can fill all those cavities completely by blowing it in those voids. So it's just not bats shoved against a wall where they get squished or they get, there's openings along the sides. If they're not installed perfectly, there's just a lot of air leakage.
Right.
With the blown-in insulation, 7.5 inches wide, you can imagine how much more dense that cavity is.
Oh, yeah. And the benefits of that, for those who don't know, is that wood, by nature, is only about R1 per inch.
Right.
It has an R value of 1. So if you have a 2x6 wall, in code, I think, is R21 in a wall system. So you've got 16 inches on center studs. So every 16 inches, you've got something that is not R21.
Right.
It's R5.5.
Right.
So every 16 inches, you've got R5.5 just letting in that cold.
Yeah, a lot of times when it's really cold outside, you can look at the side of a home, and it looks like it's striped because there's
right.
Frost.
On a frosty morning.
Yeah, there's frost accumulating, you know, where those studs are at, and the insulation, where the insulation is between them, it doesn't.
Correct.
So what you've done is staggered the studs so that you've got insulation that goes.
So it's a thermal break.
Yeah, it's a thermal break.
It is. And the R value of that is about R36, just to kind of give you an idea, which is much, much better. You know.
Wow.
Which the typical, I think, code for a roof is R38.
Yeah, right.
So you've taken that and
so
applied that
beyond.
To the walls.
Yeah.
Right.
And
it's
that's
incredible.
And that's standard operating procedure.
That is going to be the standard operating procedure of the future. This is our pilot project in Portland right now.
Wow.
So, and just to give you other ideas, in this particular home down in Portland, we're doing R60 in the attic. So
wow.
We've never even gotten close to that. I mean, you'd be swimming in insulation, basically, up in that attic. You know, that's really deep when you think about it.
That's got to be like 5 feet.
Oh, yeah. You'd think so. It would seem like that, yeah.
It's like I'm swimming in a ball pit.
And then the floor insulation is R38, which typically, most time nowadays, you see R30 in the floor system, but R38 would be in this particular pilot home.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think the biggest benefits of doing all of this advanced framing with all of this insulation wrapping the house? I mean, obviously, you're saving energy bills. I mean,
well, by wrapping the home, you know, tightly, it, you know, it's just like a winter jacket. You want to have that whole wrap on your body or on your house, and you don't want any openings in it because it functions the best when it's completely zipped up. And then you can actually bring good air in, take the bad air out, and control the heat loss. So you're not losing that heat loss, and the comfortability is much, much better. Of course, your energy bills would be much less also.
Right.
So there's more than one benefit. There's several benefits to it. They're controlling controlling that environment, so to speak, of the home.
And the most important thing, I mean, I know that it's important to save money. I get that. But even more importantly there is that you're providing fresh air from the outside right where you want it to come from. Not directly above where your dryer is venting it out, right?
Right. Or through your crawl space.
Right, not through your crawl space, but where you want it. And keeping fresh air inside the house is improving the air quality, and that's very important. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Mr. Helms and New Tradition Homes. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors.